Blog Talk Radio.
In a sonic, chronic, on the air.
Today's the big day, Ollie.
Big day for what? Big day for a big man.
Today's the day that your mother made the appointment for you to go into the rest home.
The what?
The rest home, you know, where they take care of you and they give you all kinds of goodies and you can eat chocolate graham crackers all day and sit around and play checkers and fart. I mean, what? What are you talking about?
You don't think that I'm going to go into a place like that, do you?
Well, if the shoe fits, don't wear it. Would you?
What do you mean?
Would you?
What do you mean, my mother?
Yes, she called yesterday and said that Ollie's got to go to the rest home because we can't afford to feed him anymore.
Four elephants died because of... Will you cut that out? I can't afford to feed him anymore. Don't listen to my mother. She's a lunatic.
Well, I've got to listen to her. Otherwise, she'll come over here and ring me next. And me neck's not a bell, you know. Cut, cut. Well, she'll be here any minute. The old nice lady.
You've got to hide me, Stanley.
You can't let this happen. I can't go to the rest home.
Well, why not? Because I'm not tired, that's why. I don't want no rest home. I want to stay right here with you. Now, where can you hide me?
Well, let's see. I tried to get you under the couch, but you're just a little bit too chubby. Wait a minute. I got an idea. Maybe we could put you behind the curtain, and your mother won't see you.
What? What do you mean she won't see me? As soon as she walks in the door, she'll see me.
Well, wait a minute. I got an idea. I'll put the furniture in front of you, and we'll tell her we're moving out.
Open that door. I hear you in there.
There she is. The wicked witch. Wonder.
Would you don't let her in?
Well, I've got to let her in. She'll break down the door.
You know, Ollie, the big reason why you're, shall we say, pleasingly plump is because of her. She weighs more than you. Well, then put her in the rest.
Open that door, I'll break it down.
Come on, open that door. Come on, open it.
Oh, hello, Mama Ollie.
Don't you Mama Ollie me, you skinny little jelly bean. I'll pick you up with one hand and swallow you.
Gee, now she thinks she's King Kong.
One hand and swallow you. Mama, as you can see, we're very busy. We,
we've found a better apartment, and we've got to move.
Oh, yeah? What's that big thing sticking out over there?
This thing? What thing?
Behind that door. Think you can pull a fast one on me, huh? I know all the tricks of the trade. I learned them from Ollie. Now get over here. Now listen. I got everything all arranged, see? You're gonna have a beautiful night. And it's gonna help you lose weight. And you're only gonna eat once a day.
Once a day? I can't eat once a day, Mama. I'll turn normal.
Ah, you stupid idiot. They'll treat you good in the rest home.
Yeah, Mama, now wait a minute. Well, who's going to pay for this?
Well, I'll use insurance for his desecrated fund. His burial fund will pay for it.
Burial fund? Wait a minute. I'm supposed to be buried next to Daddy.
Oh, that no good bum. Well, don't worry about it. Once you're dead, nobody will know it anyway.
Put Ollie in the rest home. Yeah, right.
All right, in a sight. Around the world, and hey, Happy New Year.
To everybody, a healthy one coming up. Yeah. 2024, in a sight, and, I heard on the news today that, I'll tell you, it gets worse as it goes along. I heard on the news they released some court documents about this guy, Jeffrey Epstein, I think his name was. Oh, I shouldn't even have that guy's name on my show. He's disgusting. About trafficking of young girls, and they're linking Donald Trump's name to it. I don't know about that guy. I just hope it's not true. That's all I got to say. Maniacs all over the joint. Yeah. All right, in a sec, we got the now. This show is very unique, see. You won't hear this skit anywhere else. Coming up, we got the skit narrated by Jimmy Stewart, the skit of the Toilet Paper Museum. What? What are you talking about? That's the place, the Toilet Paper Museum in Hollywood, California, Some rich guy donated $25 million and started a toilet paper museum. Stories about all the celebrities and the toilet the toilet paper that they used. Ew, that's disgusting. Anyway, that'll be coming up. Louis the Lip will be here. And we're going to tell you about the unique news story that took place in the local library of the Mold Man. The who? The Mold Man. Mold Man. Where do you get these stories from? Well, it's simple. You just scout around and you're bound to find a weirdo someplace. They got plenty of them. All right, in a sight, brought to you by Dave for Milton. Hey, you'd like to do a Dave for Milton, let us know. A beautiful, beautiful guide dog killed at the school over a year ago now. And the school, to make it worse, refusing to service Michelle, the Milton's owner, the blind woman who relied on him for safety.
horrible place. All right. Inner Sight Hotline, if you want to do a day for Morgan, 631-224-3090. All right. Excuse me. Dave from Milton, brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. That is Inner Sight, brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. 631-286-0444, Shelby's Kitchen. And you can see pictures, beautiful pictures of Milton over there. Bellport, New York. Shelby's Kitchen, check it out. Hey, Kennedy Realty, my buddy, Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Want to thank him for all his help to Inner Sight. Appreciate that. Kennedy Realty. And let's see. Hey, what's that noise? How's that noise on the phone?
Okay, I'm going to mute
like you.
Later.
You're blowing your nose in the subway. Cut that out. All right. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. And what else you got? Oh, hey, you need dog food, cat food? Call my buddy Gary at Nobody Starves on Long Island. Gary, 631-484-3085 for the dog food and cat food. And for the medical, when they're able to do it. Big East, Takeda Rescue, one of our great, great friends. Rescuing and helping the Akitas and paying a lot of attention to my guide dog, Akita. They said an Akita couldn't be a guide dog. Boy, we proved them wrong all the way down the road. My third, fourth one. All right. So there you have it. The stupidity in the world goes on, my friend. All right. Big East Takeda Rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady over there in New Jersey. Check them out. Big East Takeda Rescue at Verizon.net. Email. Oh, I got a note here. From Fernandez, Devin Fernandez, Third Eye Insight. You want to learn how to protect yourself? Call that Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464, and get in on the ground floor. Don't jump out the window. Will you cut that out? Get in on the ground floor on self-defense. Now, all these things, we put in the disclaimer, see? All these things that you hear on Inner Sight, don't try them at home. Don't go into your house and say to your wife, I don't have to go to the dentist. I heard some guy on the computer, on the podcast, honey. The other day, honey, this guy's smart. He doesn't have to pay thousands of dollars in dental bills. He's a smart guy. You know, and she'll look at you kind of weird and say,
what are you talking about?
Well, now you see this string? Now I want you to tie one end to the doorknob.
What?
Go ahead, just do as I tell you, tie it. And you know this tooth has been killing me, keeping me up at night, taking about two bottles of aspirin during the day. It doesn't go away. It's still ache, pound, hurt. Well, tonight I'm going to fix this tooth for good. Now, wait a minute. This is the one, right?
That's not it. It's on the other side.
Oh, the other side. That's it. Yeah, is that it?
That's it. No, I don't know. That's why you got to go to the dentist.
I don't need any dentist.
I'm smart. I graduated 8th grade. Now, will you leave me alone?
You graduated 8th grade? You mean they threw you out? The teacher hated you so bad, she brought you to the door and said, turn around, Joey, and boom, kicked you right in the ass. Out the door.
Oh, will you cut that out? Stop telling those stories. Anyway, tie that to the doorknob. Now I'm going to put it around my tooth. Here's the tooth. Oh, it's killing me. Now, when I count to three, you slam the door.
Oh, no, you're not going to get me involved in this fiasco. Slam the door yourself.
I can't slam it myself. But wait a minute. I'm going to call up. Crazy Harry. Wait. Hold on, Harry. Harry, what do you want? What do you want? Are you busy? Yeah, I'm busy. I'm cursing my mother out. I'm busy. What do you want? Can you come in here a minute? All right. What do you want? What do you want, Joey? Now listen, when I count to three, you see that string on the door?
Yeah.
Yeah, wait, yeah. Slam the door when I count to three. Are you ready, Harry? Well, what the hell are we doing? Well, how much money do I get? Well, you never mind money. Just slam the door when I tell you. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3. Well, needless to say, Joe had to go to the emergency room. Not only did he pull his tooth out, his mouth came through his nose. Woo! All right, don't try any of that at home. That's the lesson. Inner Sight brought to you by Suffolk Bus Corp. Gee, I wonder, after they heard that, you imagine John Corrado? Is that what I gave him money for? Anyway, you know. Oh, man. Anyway, no, John, it's all in fun, all in fun. Don't take any of this seriously on Friday night, especially. You know. But thank you, John, and Suffolk Bus, and everybody over there, all our friends. Oh, I want to thank the Gumshoe from Mineola. Where? Not Mineola. New High Park. The Gumshoe of New High Park. He walks around with a badge all the time. All right. For donating to Inner Sight. And my new friend out in Montana, cattle that's out there in cattle country, Lori, we're helping her with the stupid Medicaid system. Boy, the people who work for this government must be some morons, huh? The way they figure these things out. Oh, you put another whammy in there, Mr. Jenkins. Make them suffer more. Yeah. Put a couple of more whammies in that ruling. Yeah, and then call up our friend the legislator and tell him if he doesn't pass it in the law, we're not going to vote for them. I bet that happens every day, the way we're treated. All right, Inner Sight, A Beautiful Children of the World, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ali Campbell, Athena, Go an Extra Mile for a Child, Inner Sight, reminds you. All right, got Louie coming up.
if he remembers, we got the Toilet Paper Museum and we got the Mold Man. Oh, yeah, did you hear that story on the news, the local news? Yeah. Come to find out that the Mold Man was actually our own Gabriel. Well, that makes sense. You know. So he went into the library, see, and he had this little, you know, those little bags that you carry, a little, I guess it's similar to a pocketbook, but it's like a little suitcase, you know. And in that suitcase, the smoke was coming out of it. Smoke in the suitcase, walking around the library with it, and the librarian, nice sweet old lady, says, "What's that smell?" And a couple of the patrons said, "Oh, gee, I don't know, Mrs. Hawkenbacher, but it sure does stink, doesn't it?"
"Who has that smell in here? You got to get that out of here."
You know. And then Gabriel came over. Oh, that I know what that is. That's mold.
Mold? Well, what are you doing bringing that in the library?
Well, it's very good for you. See, when you inhale that, and your lungs get so powerful that it helps your lungs, helps you to breathe. "I can't breathe. I got peritonitis. Will you get that away from me?"
"Sir, you'll have to bring that outside of the library. You can't have that in here. It's going to cause trouble for people. Now, please. I'll have to call a security guard if you don't leave."
I want to help people. It's only a dollar for a piece of mold. A dollar of mold right here. Get your mold.
"Are you crazy? You can't sell stuff in the library, especially that stuff. It's horrible. Now get out or I'm calling the police."
The police need mold too. They got a lot of mold in their police car. Yeah, one time I rode in a moldy police car. Oh, yeah, it was nice.
"No, please get out of this library immediately."
Well, I have to stay here because my mother's coming to pick me up, and my uncle coming to pick me up. Oh, here they are. Hi, Ma.
"What now is smell this in here? What is this smell? What are you doing with that bag? Seeing that bag of the smell? The bag of the smell is the same thing. What now doing?"
"All right, what's going on here? What are you trying to pull off here, huh? Now listen. Take that bag and get outside. Hurry up before you get in big trouble."
I can't go outside. I gotta go to the bathroom."
"Oh, no, you don't. You don't go to the bathroom with that."
"I gotta go. I gotta go to the bathroom. I got mold in my pants."
Get him out.
Mold in his pants. Imagine if you had mold in your pants. That'd be funny, wouldn't it? All right, anybody want to call in and act stupid? Hopefully the engineer is still alive. Engineer, are you there? Hello there. Engineer, where are you? Hello? Anyway, you can't get the regular InterSight number. Call the InterSight hotline and try to act stupid. All right.
I don't know what happened to our engineer, but he seems to have vanished.
Hi,
as usual.
I'm here.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah.
Any calls on the line?
Yes, we do.
Huh?
We have Lorraine and a number. We also have Anthony, but he's listening. And we have Lorraine and then a Skype number.
Skype number?
Yeah.
All right, Skype. Keep it clean.
Okay.
All right, let's put the Skype number on.
Okay.
Oh, in a sight. Live. You want to buy some moles? Hello. Are you there? Nobody there.
Probably listening. So let me put it back.
New York, we got the Toilet Paper Museum coming up with Jimmy Stewart.
Oh,
where you
hear this? Why is my hearing doing that?
All right, let's take a call from Lorraine live on InnerSight.
Okay, here she is.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, Lorraine.
Happy New Year.
Okay.
That's right, with all the, what do you call, things that he had.
Okay.
And he had the vacuum cleaner.
Oh,
well,
mm-hmm.
This is our comedy night. You got any good jokes or anecdotes?
Not too good.
Hey, does Alexis play jokes?
Yes, she does.
Oh, good. Just get a couple.
Yes, she does. Okay, let me see. Well,
come on, Alexis.
All right, turn it up a little bit.
There we go.
Okay. Alexa, tell me a joke.
Why did the continents split up? They were drifting apart, so they decided to keep things strictly tectonic.
Oh, shoot. That was cute.
All right, let's get another one.
Alexa, tell me a winter joke.
Why do birds fly south for winter? Because it takes too long to drive.
Oh,
shit. Too long to draw.
Can I give you one more? Let me see.
Give me one more.
Alexa, tell me a winter joke.
What do you call a snowman in the desert?
Oh, my God.
An oasis.
Yeah. She tells
That's
riddles,
crazy.
Too. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Give us a couple of riddles.
Okay. Alexa, tell me a riddle.
What is celebrated only when it is broken? A world record.
Mm-hmm. Alexa, tell me a riddle.
What's something you lose every March, but get back again in November? An hour when the time changes.
Yeah.
Alexa, tell me a riddle.
What is heavy forward, but not backward? A ton.
She has some pretty good ones. I mean, I was had her tell Christmas jokes and everything. And the jokes that she had for Christmas was funny. They were. Yep.
All right. Didn't know that we could get jokes out of Alexa. But...
Mm-hmm. We do a lot of things with Alexa. A lot of things.
I have Alexa, too.
Mm-hmm. Even
all
you
right,
can ask her.
What?
Mm-hmm. You could even ask her to tell you a joke, like if you want to ask her, Alexa, tell me a grizzly bear joke.
What do you call a grizzly without any teeth? A gummy bear.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Oh, what the?
Mm-hmm.
A grizzly who needs to go to the dentist.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Lorraine, when you were a kid, did you ever hear of that method of pulling your tooth with the doorknob?
Yes, I heard.
I did.
Yes, I have. Yeah.
You heard about that, right?
Yes. And you know, people actually tried it.
Yeah.
They heard it and they tried it. Yes, they did.
Yeah, my old man did.
Uh-huh. How did it work out for him?
Oh, man. He had to go to the dentist. He pulled the wrong tooth.
Oh, no. That is ouch. A big ouch.
Yeah.
He wanted a dentist to put the tooth back. He took the tooth with him.
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
My old man was weird. All right. In a sight. Yeah, don't try that at home, folks.
That's right.
A lot of people use that in their comedy, you know, Abbott Costello.
They do. Yes.
Honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was an old.
But I would not try that.
Joke.
Mm-mm. Ooh. People see things on TV and they try it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh, sorry.
That's why you got to have a disclaimer on your show.
Yes, you do.
Don't try this at home.
Mm-mm.
Exactly.
832 New York, Inner Sight, Frolic, and Louie coming. Is Louie on the line?
No, I don't see him yet. Let me refresh. Okay, give me a second.
All right, do this other skit.
Yes, Louie's on the line.
Oh, now we got Louie?
Yeah.
Let him hang out. I'm going to do this skit first. I want to make sure we get it in. All right.
Okay.
Inner Sight, and we have the exclusive tape on this. Now, you won't hear this anywhere else, ladies. Guaranteed. Now, years ago in Hollywood, somebody with a lot of money got a stupid idea, see? And says, well, why not have a toilet paper museum? You know, and folks said, what the hell is that? And he said, well, he said, it's simple, you see. Celebrities have to wipe their butt like anybody else. See? And get a little piece or even a roll or any of the toilet paper before they throw it away, of course. You know, you can't dig it out of the toilet. You got to throw it away.
Yeah.
And put it in, you know, what they do in the museums, they put it in the curator. They put it in plastic to preserve it, you know. So collect that toilet paper from big-time actors, you know, and put it in plastic, and we're going to make a museum. So the guy is so rich. He said, I'm donating $25 million. So they had to do it. So they opened this museum.
Hello?
And they said, now who are we going to get to narrate this? And we need somebody with a big name. You know? So they elected the great Jimmy Stewart. You know what I mean? And Jimmy came in, and we happened to get the tape on this, the audio. I don't know if there's any video. It's got the audio. All right. And the curator was this rich guy, $25 million guy. You know. So he comes in, gets Jimmy Stewart, and Jimmy comes in and wait a minute. You mean to tell me that this whole place is full of toilet paper? Is that all you got here? Toilet paper? Now, what do you need me for? Well, Jimmy, we have to make it. All of your colleagues have to, had to at one time or another wipe their butt. And we got the toilet paper from everybody. Wait a minute. Well, now, let me. I'm going to say what it says up here. Duke Wayne
asswipe. What kind of a thing is that? You know, I mean, when was that? Oh, that was done during the shooting, see, when the Duke had to go to the bathroom, and he had to go on the side there, the porta potty, you know, and somebody got in there and got a sample of the toilet paper, and we got it up here in the museum. Well, I remember that. I was in that picture, and I played the doctor in that picture. And I said to the Duke, I said, now just bend over the table there, and I'll give you an examination. Oh, I remember that, but I don't remember any toilet tissue.
I mean, toilet paper tissue.
Right there, the toilet tissue. So that's one. Now, you mean to tell me you got all these actors? Here's Humphrey Bogart. Now look at this. All right, Sam. Now listen. Before I turn on with this scene, I gotta go in there and wipe my butt, see? Yeah. I gotta wipe my butt. He's looking at you, kid.
Don't look at me when you do that.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about it, see? Oh, they got Humphrey Bogart with the toilet paper stuck up in him. That's horrible. I mean, what kind of a thing is this? You know, this is despicable. Well, people like to look at that, Jimmy. I mean, that's the ass of Bogart's ass. Woo! Well, that's just appalling. Now, who's this? Oh, that's Gary Cooper. There, Gary Cooper, yeah. Yeah, at the time when he was doing that movie with Grace Kelly, see, in the High Noon. Remember that? Oh, yeah, a wonderful picture, wonderful. But people don't know that in the middle of the movie, in the middle of the fight scene, you know, he got diarrhea. People don't know that, see? And he had to run off, and the director said, Gary, where you going, Gary? Where you going? You got a contract. You got to play this. Oh, I gotta go. I gotta go. I can't stay here. Oh no, I'm going. I gotta go. Please let me go. My pants are all dripping wet. I gotta go. And he's running with the diarrhea into the porta potty, and somebody came along and scooped up, I hope not with their hands, some toilet paper. Well, Jimmy, that belongs to me. And here we have Gary Cooper in the Toilet Paper Museum, years later, and the great Grace Kelly running, screaming in the night. Well, because she never thought of Gary Cooper as having diarrhea. She went screaming in the night. Princess Grace. All right, Inner Sight in the Toilet Paper Museum. We could go on all night. There's a whole bunch of them. William Holden. Oh, here's Jimmy Stewart. All right, wait a minute now. Cary Grant, another one. Toilet paper. You know, it's they had
they finally had to shut that place down. There were too many complaints from people who said they don't want to remember the great actors like that. So they shut it down. And the biting buzzard flew over, and that was it. All right. Inner Sight, the Toilet Paper Museum. All right, where's Louie?
Okay, hold on.
Louie, you there? Hello?
Hey.
Okay, then.
Louie. Yeah.
Hey.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year.
Hello, yeah. This is Louie Rivera with Rosanna Dana in the restaurant talking to those female ladies, Connie and Chrissy. They had a great New Year's Eve, getting down, boogie down and everything, and giving some love drops and so on and so on. They turned me on and many more.
Oh, boy, you got them going there, huh?
Yeah, they're getting it on with me.
When's your birthday?
July 26, 1958.
July, yeah, all right. So now, when is Connie and Chrissy? Do you know when their birthday is?
Look on your line on internet. I'll find out.
Yeah, all right. I'll have to ask. Fury or somebody, I don't know. Anyway, so what'd you do for the New Year's? You stayed home?
Yeah, and I watched the ball drop and that'll be all.
That was it, huh?
Yeah.
All right. You didn't go out and do anything?
And Frank, I watched the Odd Couple Marathon.
Oh. You didn't go out and do any dancing?
If I go to the right nightclub, I go there.
No, how about dancing in the street, you know?
It's too cold out there.
Well, if you dance, you keep warm.
Hey, Suzanne, I'm a dancer.
You what? I didn't know.
Yup. Yes. And I do
remember
the
that song?
See Me, I do the Watusi, the Boogaloo, and the Twist, the Hustle, and many
and
more.
And
then
Mambo? How about the Mambo?
And the Palladium Ballroom?
Hey,
yeah.
Yeah, you do the Mambo? Hey, Mambo. Mambo Italiano. Hey, Mambo. Remember that song?
That's Mambo Italiano.
Hey, Jazzu, you don't have to go to school. Just learn how to mambo, mambo Italiano. Remember that song? Luke?
Yeah.
Remember that song with, what's the name? Rosemary Clooney. Made that song. Big hit.
Yeah.
Mambo Italiano. I think Perry Como made it, too. Mambo in the street. Now, this is the anniversary this month of the death of Elvis Presley.
I
remember
that.
Is it the birth?
Yeah, he was born in January.
Oh, born in January. I'm sorry. Died in August. Born in January.
Wow.
Hey, Louie, you know what's your favorite Elvis song?
You know I can't be found sitting high and low. You got on, baby, and I need to have you. Don't be cruel. Mm-hmm. It's you. Mm-hmm. I don't mind out of the law. Maybe that's who you are. Take it all. Ooh, all that stuff.
Just give me that bottle of wine.
Yes,
I drink it all the time.
You got
you
it.
You don't like it out. Oh,
and the love drops,
don't
too.
You shout. What?
He said love drops.
No.
And Suzanne, I truly Rivera, is number one guy on the Block Talk Radio with the Frolics.
He's the number one fan, too.
Yeah. That's right.
All right. Well, what's your next to Elvis favorite song? You got another one?
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus. Right down Santa Claus Lane. Fixing and bixes and all his reindeer pulling on the ring. Bells are singing, is it cheery, mumble, merry and bright. Is save your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus will come tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right on Santa Claus Lane. Louis got his lobstrops and gives them to Connie and Chrissy with the rain. The Christmas tree is going down to the Rockefeller Center, is right. And goodbye to the Christmas tree, save it for fourth, so Santa Claus will come tonight.
All right, I never heard that version, but that's cool.
I made a joke out of it.
There you go.
You know, my favorite Santa Claus song is by Springsteen. The way he
really?
Did it.
Yeah.
It was funny, man.
Yeah, very good.
Santa Claus coming to town.
No.
Santa
you better watch
town.
Out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
That's pretty good, Lou.
Yeah, that's
almost like Bruce Springsteen.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows.
And the bathroom, you're waking in the bathroom.
he knows
where Connie and Chrissy is really good. He kisses me with all his
things. Well, you better take good wee wee tonight. Santa Claus coming to town. Go, give us another verse, Lou. That's funny, man. That was good.
Yeah. Christmas is over, Frank.
Yeah, but you know what? If you ever lose enough weight, you could be a stand-in for Springsteen with that voice.
Oh, yeah. I think
only he sounds worse.
Yeah.
He's a very worse voice.
You know, he had to go to a therapist. Bruce Springsteen had to go to a therapist because he didn't like his voice. He had a lot of trouble with that. He hated his voice.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I never knew
that.
Hate
a voice. Gives you all that money.
Fly out of
right?
All right. In a sight.
Yeah.
Run the world.
Happy New Year, but it's over.
It's okay. Happy New Year to you, too.
Okay. Yeah. I love you, and welcome to 2024.
Yep. It's going to be a great year. No more COVID, no more nothing. It's going to be good. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Frank, you take care, and so is you, Suzanne.
I am going
to. Hey, look, that's spot, man. Drop in on Tuesday.
What?
Drop
what?
On Tuesday.
All right. Take care. Love you.
Take care, Louie.
All right.
Frank, take care.
Yeah, thanks, Lou. And, clear the board.
Okay.
All right, hope you had a little crazy
I took them off.
Right? And I want to say hello to Sweet Pepper Treat having some physical problems and trying to get back on the show. We appreciate that. And you hurry up and get well.
Yeah. She's still not feeling well?
And come back. We miss you.
Yeah,
Sweet
we
Pepper
do.
Treat. All right, in a sight. Around the world, new year. Those voices in the background.
Where? Well, it could be on what's her name's line, Lorraine. It could be still open. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Clear the board.
I am. How's that? I can mute my line.
We'll be with you Monday night, Mad or Glad. Let's see, Tuesday's open mic. Wednesday's the nursing home show. We'll have that date soon for the news conference. Thursday's the subject night, and Friday, the frolic, like you heard tonight. Yeah. So, stay within a sight. Keep it going. And the dream. Get rid of the nursing home.
That's right.
One of our biggest headaches as living our lives with disabled people. Yeah.
They're going to get it, Frank.
All right. So tell me something funny. You know anything funny?
I don't know. Well, I'll tell you a little anecdote. My mother, when I went to visit her one time, said, oh, I was on the Titanic. She wasn't on the Titanic or whatever, but it must have been TV, and she thought she was on the Titanic. I said, well, what did you see on the Titanic? You know, to continue the conversation so she doesn't feel bad. She said, oh, I saw a woman with two dogs. I said, two dogs? Wow. You know, and it kept going like that for a little while. It was the cutest moment between my mom and I. She was talking, you know, things I knew that were nonsense, but you know what? She was at least talking. Some people couldn't talk. Well, I laughed at everything that she said that day. So just savor your family.
Well, it shows you what the brain can do.
Yes, it can.
If the brain can
have heal itself,
it can be revived.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I believe it.
I believe it, too. I don't like when people do bad things to people, any people. I don't like that.
All right. In a sight, massage your brain every night for 30 seconds.
Yeah, I've been.
Don't be afraid to massage your brain.
I need it.
Keep the blood flow going and keep the memory alive.
I pray to God every night about that. Like, I'm tired of all these illnesses. Throw them out the window with the medicine. You know what the best way they said to throw out that stuff is? Take it, dig it in the backyard and throw it out. But I figured that my whatever dog that I decide on getting might find it and take it and die. So, because it's a lesser, you know, they need lesser medicine than we do if they're a small dog. If they're a bigger dog, then they take around the same amount of medicine.
I don't know what you're talking about, but that's all right.
That's all right.
Next week, we'll try to bring back, I haven't heard Jimmy Dinnigan. We'll try to bring Jimmy back next week.
Okay. Sounds
Some
like a plan.
Crazy school stuff, you know. Jimmy and Mr. Kramer.
That's going to be fun. Poor Kramer needed a tranquilizer when Jimmy came around.
All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090. Thank you for listening, everybody.
Yep.
Hope you had some wacky fun.
Always do.
And be safe out there. Inner Sight. Freedom. That's the best thing you could have. Freedom.
Yes, freedom.
Do what we do.
It's
to make sure that everybody gets that freedom.
Yeah. The disabled and the elderly have... Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
We'll see you on Monday. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad.
Yes.
Thank you so much for listening. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody.
Inner Sight, baby. All right. Take care, everybody.